physical theme of life-giving water, the water that they didn't have in the desert that they got from the rock, to the gospel reading today, which speaks to us of living water, which infuses us with spirit and truth. The gospel reading, the Samaritan woman at the well, at first sees what Jesus cannot do. He asked her for a drink of water. The reason he did that was because he didn't have anything to get the water with. She told him, how can you get water if you don't have a bucket? Well, he didn't have a bucket, and he asked her for a drink of water. The more they talked, the more she was able to see what he could do, what he can do. The more they talked, the more he told her about her life. He had no other way of knowing that. He had no other way of knowing that except that he was the Son of God. He was the Messiah, the one who was to come. And so as a result of the living water that Jesus tells her about and gives to her, the woman at the well recognizes Jesus as a prophet. So at first, when she encountered him, he was an enemy. Now he's a prophet. Immediately, when she recognizes this, she becomes open to conversion. And he tells her of worshiping the Father in spirit and truth. And finally, she becomes a missionary. She goes out to the town, to the other people, to the people that she knows. And she tells them about Jesus, and she tells them what he has told her about her life. And she convinces them to come and see him. Jesus, in her eyes, has gone from being an enemy because Samaritans and Jews have been enemies for 5 centuries. A long time, 500 years. They've been enemies. They still are today. But this woman recognized that he was a prophet. And he went from being an enemy to her to being a prophet because he could tell her about her life. And he told her, he said to her, she said, you are the Messiah, you are the Christ. And when she brought the people back, and the people also saw that he was the Messiah, the Christ, then they all said, you are the Savior of the world. So what exactly is living water? Well, it's not real water that you can touch, but rather it's a metaphor for the effect that a true encounter with Jesus Christ in our lives, the effect that that could have on us. We see that effect today. Gospel reading with the Samaritan woman and with the friends that she brought to Jesus. Living water. Like water to our physical life, living water is vital to our spiritual life. Living water opens us up to be who we can be. To be who God calls us to be. I had a friend named Steve. Steve grew up in Eastern Kentucky. Can't remember the name of the town. I met him in Paceville when we lived there. Steve was a lifelong Baptist. They had altar calls, and they were saved, and once you're saved, you're saved, and couldn't not try to follow Merton's ways in one form or another. Steve drove down to the church in Paintsville, Kentucky, and knocked on the front door. The priest answered the door, and he said, "I want to ask you some questions about being Catholic." And he eventually went into RCIA. I ended up being his sponsor. He got out of RCIA. I mean, he became a Catholic, but he wasn't satisfied. His encounter wanted him to do more. So he started taking courses at the local college there in Lexington, Lexington Theological Seminary. He took as many courses as he could, and in on the road being a priest, then he got to the point where he couldn't take any more there, he would have to go to seminary. Still wasn't satisfied, so he went to seminary in Chicago, Mundelein Seminary. He became a priest, and is a priest now, today, in the Lexington Diocese. That was his encounter with Christ. It began with his reading the books about Thomas Merton. We're all open and eligible anytime to having an encounter with Christ. It can come from reading books. It can come from someone in our lives. It can come from something that happens, an event in our lives. All three readings today, I believe, point to this message of having an encounter with Christ. In the second reading, it talks about the virtue of hope, and it fits so well with it. I read something about an encyclical, that's a paper that Pope Benedict wrote called Spe Salvi, which means the hope of salvation. We're all saved already. We have our salvation from Jesus dying on the cross for us. But we can lose it. We can sin and not repent our sins, and we can lose our salvation. This Spe Salvi, hope of salvation, speaks of the realization of our salvation. It speaks of the time when we go to be with the Father and spend our time with the Father. Pope Benedict says in this encyclical that the Christian message is not only informative, but also performative. And what that means is that the gospel is not merely a communication of things that can be known, but rather it's a message that makes things happen and is life-changing. The one who has hope lives differently. We've just seen that in the Samaritan woman and her friends. We've seen a change in their beliefs, a change in their lives from the encounter with Christ. My friend Steve had a complete and total change from being an OBGYN